Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing to see out to the Shemaya, our series of Shiulim, Mitzvah Chilas Matzah, and Marv Zman Hazeh. So, till now, we've seen Arichus Gedola to show that, to prove that the whole Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is predicated on the Mitzvah of Pesach, goes together with the Pesach. At least the possibility of the Pesach. And even the even Bisman Azetz like that. That's what we've been seeing until now. But it would seem that all of this is not Lashitas HaRambam. Because if according to the Rambam, it's only Din Pesach, the Rambam shouldn't have enumerated Achilas Matzah as a mitzvah of Bnei Atzma. The Rambam has it that the Matzah is an independent mitzvah. Mechitesi, it's an independent mitzvah. He doesn't enumerate Maros. Why does he enumerate Matzah? Also, we see this from the fact that Rambam in Chametzu Matzah 6:1 writes that Achiv Matzah is Manazev in the Pasuk Verv Tochul Matzis. Mitzis Esay, Chol Mokom, Chol Zman, Shenema, below, and he wasn't told of this Achila in the Karban Pesach. He writes a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. Nothing to do with the Karban Pesach. So the Hedge, it's a Din Bifnei Atzma. It's not Midin Vishaychis for Pesach, Zotu Bipashtis, we have a Brisa. 120a, Tanya Kavose de Rovo. It says, Ainli, Rabba holds that Bizman Azer, Matzis Doi Reis. So, Ainli, Al Bizman Reis Mikdash Kayim. How do you know if it's not Kayim? Tamlo, Berev Tochul Matzis, Akasiv Kavo Chova. So, what's this lotion of Akasiv Kavo Chova that the Pasuk made it a Chova? But that's a Chova. The question is, when is it a Chova? Is it a Chova only Bizman Abais, not Bizman Abais? So, how do you see from Pasuk Kavo Chova that even when there's no even when there's no Pesach, one is Chayiv. Maybe it's only a Chova when there is a Pesach. So from this is Mashma, the Gemara is learning, Akasuk Vo Chova L'Matzah B'fnei Atzma, it's not tolerating the Pesach. Only Be'erv Toch L'Matzah, Pesach isn't mentioned, so Akasuk Vo Chova is a Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. So since a Mitzvah Chova B'fnei Atzma, one's always going to be, even as man as that one's going to be Chayiv. Like we saw in the Lashon of the Rambam, that's Pshat in the Mitzvah. Okay, so with this yisod, we can be miyashiv the kasha lecha mishnah. Lecha mishnah asks on the sugi on daf chofches amud beis. The sugi there says, how do we know that one eats chometz from 6 hours and up on erev Pesach is over? And to say lo sechol of chometz. It says don't eat chometz. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that this means even from the 6th hour. Rabbi Shimon said, "No, you can't say that." It says, "Lo sechol of chametz shem tochol of matzis." This is the hekesh between chametz and matzah. We know that in erev Pesach is no matzah, mel in erev Pesach is no isur chametz. So Rabbi Yehuda, what's he going to answer, Rabbi Shimon? Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda is going to answer that that hekesh was not said in order to teach us the zman of isur achilas chametz, but rather that it's only and that you're not allowed to eat chametz. On Erev Pesach, that's not what that you're only now allowed to eat chametz on Lel Pesach, from Lel Pesach and on. It's not what the Pasuk is telling us. Rather, L'koivo choivo, filu b'zman hazeh udos, Rabbi Yehuda holds that this Hekesh was to tell us that there's a chiyav achilas matzah, even b'zman hazeh. In other words, just like there's an Isser chametz b'zman hazeh, there's also a mitzvah of matzah b'zman hazeh. So it's not to tell us that chametz doesn't start from Erev Pesach, it does. Rather, it's equated to matzah to show us that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah even bizman hazeh. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's the kavo choiva v'afilu bizman hazeh odasa. It's telling us that it's a choiva even bizman hazeh. And Rabbi Shimon, how does Rabbi Shimon know that there is a mitzvah of achilas matzah even bizman hazeh? He learns it from Be'erv Tochlu Matzis. He doesn't learn it from the hekesh of matzah to chametz. Rather, he learns it from Be'erv Tochlu Matzis. He already says a matzah mar miyochlu. So, what do you need Be'erv Tochlu Matzis? Tell you that if you kovo chovo, even bizman hazeh, it's a chovo. So the Gemara explains, the Rabbi Yehuda, what is he going to do with Be'erv Tochlu Matzis? Rabbi Shimon from Be'erv Tochlu Matzis learns that it's a chovo to eat matzah, even bizman hazeh. But what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with Be'erv Tochlu Matzis? So he needs it to teach you Tomein Shahi B'Derech Chayko. These two people are chayiv. What are these two people chayiv in? These two people, even though they're not making the Korban Pesach, they have to eat matzah. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with Be'erev Tochlu Matzis? Rabbi Yehuda with Be'erev Tochlu Matzis teaches us. Rabbi Yehuda with Be'erev Tochlu Matzis teaches us. Tomei b'shahaya b'derech u'chayka shalaf. She'enam osim Korban Pesach. V'chay v'nechilas matzah. Rabbi Shimon learns l'kavuch from Be'erev Tochlu Matzis that he have to eat matzah b'zman hazeh. Rabbi Yehuda learns he have to eat matzah b'zman hazeh from the Hekesh l'chametz. What is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with Be'erev Tochlu Matzis? That even somebody who's tomei b'shahaya b'derech u'chayka. Because Sakadai Techamina, they're not eating the Korban Pesach. They also shouldn't eat matzah maror. Kamash malan that they are chayiv in matzah. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, tell me b'shara derech v'choika, we don't need a pasuk to tell you they have to eat matzah, because it's no less than an aral and a ben nechar, a mummer, and an uncircumcised person, that even though they're not makriv the Pesach, they have to eat matzah. So, just like you have by the Arel and Ben Nechar, so to Tami B'Shai Derech V'Choyka, they both have to eat matzah. But he says, V'chol Arel Yochel Bo Boin Ochel, Abel Ochel Bo Matzah Umar. So that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that Tami B'Shai Derech V'Choyka is learned from Arel, that Boin Ochel, he doesn't eat in Pesach, but he eats matzah. And Rabbi Yehuda answers, K'siv B'Hai V'K'siv B'Hai. No, it says by both. It says both by Arel and Ben Nechar. In other words, it says by Ohel, Bo Eino Oichel Abel Oichel Matzu Mor, that's the Ben Nechar. And Oral, and when it comes to Tom Yishar Derech V'Chayka, he learns it from Be'erev Teichel Matzis. Okay, sweet friends, so Baruch Hashem, we did the Sugya on 28b. That's the sugya on 28b. So we learned in this sugya that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that chametz lifle zman is aser, chametz before the time is aser. That it says leisochel of chametz shivus yam tochel of matzis, the hekesh chametz matzah, is not to tell us talk about erev Pesach, but rather to tell us that even bizman hazeh you have to eat matzah. And the pasuk of erev tochel matzis is telling us about a tamei b'shar derech v'choika. And even though it says it by Erol and Ben Nechar, k'siv b'hai k'siv b'hai, only according to Reb Shimon, who learns ve'erev tochlu matzis, that you learn b'zman hazeh, that's what he does, Rabbi Shimon does with ve'erev tochlu matzis. He learns the b'zman hazeh vort. Not tamei v'shara derech v'chayka. And from Bo he learns both tamei and Erol. Both tamei v'shara derech v'chayka and Erol. He learns both from Bo. They don't eat Korban Pesach, but they eat matzah. So that's the Gemara. Ibazoi, Frekta Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam Paskins, you're now allowed to eat chometz on Erev Pesach. Midaraisa, Lesachal of chometz. So he's going with the Tzigang, he's going with the Mahalach of Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Rambam. So how then does the Rambam bring the Pasuk of Be'er Tochlu Matzis to tell you that you're chayiv b'zman hazeh? That's Reb Shimon Dick. Reb Shimon holds that Be'erev Tochlu Matzis is to teach you b'zman hazeh. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you get b'zman hazeh from the Hekesh of Chametz to Matzah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you get the Hekesh of Chametz to Matzah, that's just like you have to eat Chametz. You also have to eat matzah, so that's how you get the bizman hazeh, not from Be'erev Tochlu Matzis. So why then does the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda? So since he's going with Rabbi Yehuda's vort, so he should have said that you learn it from the Hekesh, not from Be'erev Tochlu Matzis. So why does he do Be'erev Tochlu Matzis learn from there like Rabbi Shimon, and he doesn't pass like Rabbi Shimon? Thus is the Kasha from the Lechem Mishneh. And Shara Melech, he asks, I forget who it was, I think it was Moreno Barabeno or Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He loved the Shara Melech. So many shtak kashas in the Shara Melech, so much beautiful lumdis. And the Shara Melech, He asks from here on Rava. Rava on page 120 holds, 120a. We should all live until then. He holds that the pasuk of Be'erv Tochlu Matzis is coming to teach you that you chayv in matzah even bizman hazeh. So he asks, Shara Melech asks, but it's not a libid hilchasa, because we pass in like Reb Shimon. So why does Rava go to show a little bit of hilchasa? That's because he's going like Reb Shimon. So why does he go to show a little bit? He should have gone like Reb Yehuda. And he should have gotten the bizman hazeh chiyuv from the Hekesh. So why go with Reb Shimon to lo kahalacha? Also, we have a Braisa Kavosei de Rava, and in that Braisa Kavosei de Rava, we also learn it from Be'erv Tochlu Matzis. It's not the halacha. Ukakushi as Hashara Melech. Gevaldik. Be'etzem Asugi B'dav Chavches Amid Beis, the Tzlach there, and on Dav Kufchof Amid Aleph asks, that Maishna on page Dav Kufchof Amid Aleph on 128. In Rebacha Bar Yankif, we say we need the Pasuk. We need a pasuk sai for Arul and sai for Tamid Derech Chayka. Need a pasuk for both Vitzricha, and you need both psukim. Both psukim are necessary to teach you that both the Tamei v'Hashay Derech Chayka is chayv in matzah, and. And all right, we have Karlar Yochaba Boina Uchala Balochu Bamatsu Mar. Rabacha by Yankiva, why doesn't he learn from Arel about Tamei Derech Chayka? No, Ksiv Bahai, it says by Arel, and it also says by Tamei B'Shara Derech Chayka, it says that Be'erv Tochlu Matzis. You have the Pasuk of Be'erv Tochlu Matzis to tell you that Tamei B'Shara Derech Chayka. So it says by both, Vitzricha. What does it mean, Vitzricha? You need both psukim. You need both the limud, the yalfusa from Arul, and you need also the yalfusa from Tamei b'shay b'derech rechoika. The Gemara there says tzricha, according to Bachar Bar Yankif. But here in Daf Chof Ches, the Gemara doesn't say tzricha. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda going to do? Why does Rabbi Yehuda need to learn from the pasuk that Tamei v'shebahaya derech rechoika, he learns from Be'erv Tochlu Matzis. About Tamei v'shebahaya derech rechoika, why doesn't he learn from B'chol Arei Yochal Baboyin Ochal B'lochu Matzu Maror? So why doesn't he learn from Arel? So the Gemara says, K'siv Bahai U'K'siv Bahai. It says in both. It says by both of them. So since it says by both of them, that's it. Don't worry about it. That's the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say Tzricha. The Gemara says Ksiv Bahai, Ksiv Bahai, Ma Bahai Ashelcha. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Chof, it says Vitzricha, and you need both. And then the Rashbam explains the Tzrichusa. But here, there's no Tzrichusa. It doesn't say Tzricha. So it's a Kasha. Why does it say Tzricha on Kuf Chof, but not on Kof Ches? Another Kasha, Kevin Diika Hekesh. She calls man she muzer al chometz chayiv b'matza. Re ein ze din prati al mikra mesuyam. Ela hu she kol she yesh chometz, yesh matza. We have a hekesh to learn that if you're not allowed to eat chometz, you have to eat matza. That's not a specific case. It's a general rule. If there's chametz, there's matzah. If there's an isra chametz, there's a mitzvah's matzah. So if that's true, how does the Gemara say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's teaching us bizman hazeh? What do you mean according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's teaching us bizman hazeh? And not only that, but Rabbi Yehuda is going to take this hekesh. Rabbi Yehuda, despite the hekesh, says, and we need a pasuk for Arel, and we need a pasuk for Tamei v'shev derech v'choyka. Like, k'siv b'hai, k'siv b'hai. What does Rabbi Yehuda need all these pasukim for? Once we have a hekesh to chometz, so you can't tell me it's only talking about bizman hazeh. Like Rabbi Yehuda does, because ma pitom. Ma pitom. It's not only talking about bezmanazeh, it's talking about whenever there's an isur chametz. So how can you say it's only talking about bezmanazeh? Not only that, but he needs a pasuk to tell you there's a chiyuv matzah by tamei and aro. Mechitesi, you need a pasuk. You don't need a source for that. You have the hekesh. As lama lefi Rabbi Yehuda, hekesh shelanu lo mekif gam et hanosim ha'acherim, et ha'mekrim ha'acherim. It's only bezmanazeh, and only betamei v'shavu derech ha'chok and aro. Ma pitom. It's only talking about bezmanazeh, and not otherwise, and you need a special pasuk to teach you tamei v'shavu derech ha'chok. No, you have a hekesh. As long as there's an isur chametz, there's a chiyuv matzah. So it's not only going to be bezmanazeh. And pshita that it also includes tamei v'shavu derech ha'chok and aro. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why limit the limit? Once you have the hekesh, you have the hekesh. You don't need the you don't you can't shouldn't limit it to bezmanazeh. And you shouldn't tell me that it's talking about Tamei B'Shar Derech Rechoika, which is that we need a psukim for them, and we already have a lima for Tamei B'Shar Derech Rechoika, because the chi of matz, as long as it's an Isser Chometz. Lama likra lahanu, v'arei mitzad ha-hekesh yischayiv memela b'kulu. What do you need a pasuk for? Mitzad ha-hekesh yischayiv and everything. You don't need psukim. Because the hekesh, ain't no al ofen o zman mesuyam. El al ikar, el al ikar, Hainyan, shechayiv b'matzah, shekol shechayiv b'chometz. It's telling us, as long as you're chayiv in matzah, you're chayiv in chometz. As long as you're chayiv in chometz, you're chayiv in matzah. So how can you limit it to b'zman hazeh and tell me that you need a limit for tamei b'shar derech rechoka? No, you already have the hekesh. So, sweet friends, we have now set out just a... lots of tmiyas in this sugya. And Amir Tzashem, in our next offering, we will hopefully be miyashiv, li neder, these kashas. And we're going to see neflos, irabos, gedolos, vatsumos, mitaris Hashem. So please stay tuned. And it will be amazing. Li neder, bezalat Hashem. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.